Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we sit down with Dylan Carmichael. It was a Friday morning, January the 3rd of 2020. Dylan would join us in the morning, then go to the Grand Ole Opry. Friday night, Opry at the Ryman that night. We would feature the brand new single, I Do For You, and chat about his career, including a stint as an Opry security guard. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Dylan Carmichael.
What I do.
Dylan Carmichael, 650 AM WSM, and I do for you, and he will do for you. He's going to play live for you. Good morning and welcome in.
Hey, going to play live tonight, actually.
Listen.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me again. I was looking forward to it.
We were talking about the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Remember the next line was, and Daddy finally shaved him old sideburns. Mark Wills, 19-something. Yeah. So we were wondering earlier in 2020, what is the new microwave? What is that item? Is it a 4K
iPhone
television?
iPhone 3, I guess.
iPhone 3.
MySpace, I don't know.
That was Joanna's first introduction to us. It was a farm girl space. Living in the MySpace world.
Really?
Was her
that
song.
Was a lyric in one of my songs.
Awesome.
But it worked. You won the talent competition.
MySpace.
You got
MySpace
to open for Glenn
awesome.
Campbell and all that. But anyway, we'd love to hear from you, Bill, at WSMonline.com. And Charlie was talking. Why were you talking weddings?
Well, if you listen to the lyrics, it kind of has that theme written all over it. And I'm not the only one to pick up on that, right?
It's a common theme that I don't do weddings.
Yeah.
Which is why it's ironic that when I released this single, the first thing we did was play a wedding.
Yeah.
at the Rhinestone Chapel on Music Row.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. All right.
Are they still married?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I haven't seen them since this past summer.
Describe the decor inside the Rhinestone Chapel.
There was a statue of Elvis, which is a must.
Of course.
For a shotgun wedding.
Thank you.
Right?
Yes.
Let's see. What else?
Wedding.
What's the little shiny things that, you know.
Chandeliers?
Vegas, you know, in Vegas.
Oh, like a candelabra kind of thing. Like
I don't know. That's a fancy word.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that means. Let's go with shiny things.
Okay.
That hang off the sign on the front. It says Rhinestone Chapel.
Okay.
It's a cool place. Yeah. I really like it.
So you're now the regular wedding singer for the Rhinestone Chapel?
No, I don't know. They haven't called me back. I must have done a really bad job or something.
Hey, play something for us right quick before we go to the break, and we'll continue this conversation with Dylan Carmichael.
I'm going to do a song called It's Simple. It's off my first album. It's a special song to me because I'm missing home. I've been on the road a whole lot, and finally got to go home a little bit for the holidays, but I've been missing home a lot, so I wrote this one about my hometown. A good song in your ear, a hot night of cold beer, a woman to put your arm around, a charcoal weekend, new jokes and old friends, a red, white, and blue country town. The one you had to leave.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
All right, boys. A one, a two.
6:50 a.m. WSM.
Back with Dylan Carmichael on his way to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry and the first Opry performance of the new decade and the new year. And what would come to mind, Charlie, if I said we got our first microwave in Mark Wills 19-something in 2020? What would be the new thing you would have to put in that song, Larry?
Well, for those watching, it's hard to believe with his face, but I truly do have a 6-year-old at home, and he wants to know why we don't have Alexa.
Alexis, good.
Yes.
Joe,
yes.
Anything come to mind for you?
I'm over here with Dylan. We're about 10 years behind and proud of it. We're over here with the iPhone 3.
Well, that was my first clue with Dylan, the iPhone 3.
Yeah.
So there have been 8 since the 3.
We've got the 11 now.
We have the 11.
Yes.
I don't know. I can't keep up with it no more. Every time I get one, I'm like, yeah, I got the coolest, latest, greatest thing. Or, no, that's old. What are you talking about? Like, well, I just got it 6 months ago. Oh, no, there's been 3 since then.
No, me and Dylan, what we want is old stuff like that guitar he's playing. What
that's
year
right.
is that?
This is a 1946.
No, y'all.
Yep.
Martin
I love D18.
It. And where did it, when did it become yours? How did you
well,
take possession?
I stole it. No, I'm just kidding.
We don't
I'm
talk
kidding.
About it.
I'm kidding. No, it was a when I completed my first album, it was a gift from a dear friend of mine and a business partner of mine, Matt Swanson, who is a part of the record label that Riser House that I record with and team up with. So and it was a unbelievable gift. We were in the guitar store and I was just sitting around playing it and then I guess he took the hint that I liked this guitar because when we completed the album, I was presented with it, and it was really
wow. That is so.
Did
cool.
you cry?
I did later when nobody was around.
And I know some people, you know, you collect stuff like that and maybe you hang it on a wall so it looks beautiful. But I love, because they want to be played. And I love that it's out on the road and you're playing it.
Well, Dave Cobb put the first couple little scratches in it, and I've done all the rest here. If you go to the Country Hall of Fame where Dave Cobb put his guitar at the Country Music Hall of Fame, you can see the same exact markings right here on all those guitars that he played on, all the Stapleton stuff and all that. But it's a great guitar. I love writing with it. It just gives me so much inspiration.
Yeah,
I told you a little earlier that Vince Gill was here to help us launch Circle Television as our first ever guest, and we shared Joe's new single, Wyoming, that he did background vocals on. Joe Smith, new to Coffee Country and Cody, A Girl Named Joe. But you will always have this historic moment, memorable, the first live performance on Coffee Country and Cody on Circle Television all over the country was the one you just did about The Simple Life and Back Home, Dylan Carmichael.
Yes, I wouldn't choose another song. That's a good one for it.
Well, and I mean, the people that come after you are going to have a hard time sounding that good. I mean, y'all, it is early in the morning, and as a singer, and I've been on this show, I mean, you got to work out some kinks, and you can, I mean, it was unreal. I mean, it just filled this place up, and your voice was just perfect and deep, and it's like, it's really hard when you got that kind of a good-sounding guitar to try and be the star of the show, because that guitar would steal it from you, but you're right, you and that guitar.
And you know, Joe, his uncles are John Michael and Eddie Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
His mother, he would put her up a little closer to the front of the stage in the spotlight, but she would steal the show. So he makes her stand back there 20 feet from fame. You
Understood.
Know how the background chicks have
Understood.
To be. Yeah. But
no, all that makes good sense.
This is genetic.
Exactly. It just exudes. I mean, he, that.
Well, thank y'all. I'm just.
Yeah, you can't train that.
Over here.
It's amazing. So all these things make sense to me. One thing with Dylan Carmichael does not make sense to me. I was doing a little research last night.
Okay.
You have a music video for your single, and I Do For You, the song that we just played, and it stars Bachelor stars Dylan and Hannah G.
That's right.
Okay, take it from there. I need to know all about this. How did this happen?
Well, so me and Shayla, we've been together for about a year now.
Okay.
And we met about 2.5 years ago, but we moved in together and all this stuff. Well, when we moved in together, it was a regular thing that she was watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette and all those things.
Shayla, so, your girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and I could tell you're thrilled about
that. That makes sense. That makes sense.
It was kind of one of those things where I was like, oh, okay, that comes on now. I'm going to go do my thing out in the yard. But every now and then I'd come in, I'd sit and watch 5 or 10 minutes of it, and I'm like, wow, this is the most dramatic thing I've ever seen. But a couple of them, Hannah and Dylan, I thought they were cool, you know. and all that stuff was going on, and I was really excited to meet them and stuff like that, and obviously so was Shayla. And so we did the music video, and we've been friends ever since. I mean, we immediately became friends, went to dinner the next day, and I told them we're their Nashville family. So
every time they
come to Nashville, they got to holler at us.
Now, where do they live?
I believe they live in California.
Okay.
I'm 100% sure.
I like that. I believe I'm 100% sure that I just gave you the correct answer. Dylan Carmichael and his guitar from 1940. What was that guitar?
46.
Again? 1946. Wow. Martin
1940
guitar.
Something.
Yeah. Back when they made the iPhone 3,
yeah.
Dylan, in 1940.
Yeah, something like that. Something around that time.
Set this one up for us before we go to the break.
Oh, I'm going to play one that I haven't really done much, and it's on my new album. It's one that that I find very vocally challenging, and I probably shouldn't ever sing it in the morning.
Well, Joanna jinxed you by bragging on you,
know,
so let's
I
see
know.
What happens.
Whatever happens.
Go to
okay.
it.
All right, here we go. Up all night with bloodshot eyes, saw the moon fall, saw the sun rise. I'd have no clue.
Whew. Making WSM and Circle Television history with his live
goodness.
Performances this morning, Dylan Carmichael. You're the boss of the hot sauce, which you
I love that, Bill.
Yes, you are.
Perfect.
And Dylan
boss
is playing the Opry. Sauce. Charlie's going to host. That is tonight at the Ryman Auditorium. We're still there for the remainder of January. He'll be there with Mike Snyder, Tennille Arts, Red Akins, the McCrary Sisters, Joe Mullins, and the Radio Ramblers. And then he's off to the Kentucky Castle there as you leave Versailles and go into Lexington. He'll be there in early February on his lineup, which is at DylanCarmichael.com.
John Conley's boyhood home.
That's right.
The castle.
He has the boulevard named after him there. Opry star John Conley. Thank you, Dylan. Great to see you.
Thank y'all for having me.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. We'll see you next time on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.